It was a hot summer for many parts of the country. So if folklore holds true, then the leaves on the trees in those areas will reflect dull, not bright colors, as the colors of the leaves change. But as University of New Hampshire Extension's Karen Bennett points out,
it has a role, but we can't exactly predict how it will actually play out in the fall season. And that's because really the fall colors, they're affected by the weather that comes before it, both spring and summer. But really it's the weather during the season itself that has the greatest and overarching effect on fall colors.
Bennett explains it is primarily the processes that come from the shorter and cooler weather of the progressing autumn.
When the days shorten, it triggers the tree that winter is coming and the tree needs to go into dormancy so it doesn't have actively growing tissues that will get frozen and die. So the shorter days trigger the tree to start producing the chlorophyll that is part of the food-making process. So chlorophyll stops being produced, the green stops being produced, and lo and behold, there are other pigments that are already in the leaf that we say become unmasked. In other words, they're there, but the green is so bright that you don't see them.
Colors like orange and yellow that are carotenoid pigments that become more visible as chlorophyll production declines as the fall progresses.
The same pigments that are in corn and carrots and bananas, other yellow fruit.
Likewise, cool weather draws out visible reds and purples within the leaves.
They're the colors that kind of hit our foliage, so to speak, just add a really pleasant additional color. And those pigments are produced when sugars are trapped in the leaves in the fall,
caused by the cooler nights and warmer days of the season.
So even if it's a dry summer, it doesn't mean that you're going to have a bad foliage season.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.